Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On April 3rd, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released the monthly non-farm payrolls report for March. Most of you probably heard that the headline was that 126,000 new jobs were created in March, the lowest since December 2013, and far short of the consensus forecast of a 245,000 increase. Maybe you also heard that revisions for the prior 2 months reduced jobs by 69,000. Well, did you know that the reports did not meet BLS standards to be statistically valid? And that other information in the 200 pages of data released by the BLS showed even worse news than the headlines? 72,000 new jobs were double counted because of the birth-death adjustment. The BLS statisticians know this adjustment is invalid, so they annually correct these errors each February for the January report. Of the alleged jobs increase, 329,000 were for workers 55 and older. Workers aged 16 to 54 showed a net decline of 203,000. This is so out of whack by itself that it may be proof of a fraudulent jobs report. The labor force participation rate slipped again to tie for the lowest rate since 1978. How can the number of job holders go up when the percentage of the workforce holding a job declines? Beyond this, an April 1 article by New York Post's John Crudell, 2 days before the March report was released, exposed inside information that the March statistics were not statistically valid and that the report was faked by the BLS to overstate job numbers. Under BLS standards, survey takers must get at least a 90% response rate for the monthly report to be statistically valid. For March, barely 85% of the surveys were complete. Therefore, the entire report does not meet BLS requirements for statistical validity. Further, Crudell reported that at least one Census Bureau region altered its report to show a less negative result than the actual survey data. Therefore, it is entirely possible that the March jobs report is either invalid, fraudulent, or faked, or all three. BLS statisticians know this. Why are the U.S. government and many so-called economic experts desperately hiding this from the American people? That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.